Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we've been playing like a tag, musical chairs, what do you want to call it. We have ran the Alabama Lone Wolf back on this hour. We have somebody really excited about having on. I've never met him before, but if any friend of Rand's is a friend of mine, and so if he's, Rand says he's a good guy, that's more than good enough for me. His name is Lewis Davis. By the way, my mother's maiden name was Davis, but there's a thousand of them, so there's probably no relationship. The reason I'm having him excited to have him on, he's been a member of the League of the South, I assume a longtime member of the League of the South, and there's been some things going on down with Wetumpka that people don't like to talk about. But in here in Blood River Radio, there's nothing taboo. We don't shy away from any topic. And we call, I know the old worn out proverb, we call a spade a spade. We call them the way we see them. And our brothers or former brothers or whatever, virtual brothers, have really let us down by going down to Wetumpka. And when Dr. Hill, the man who League of the South, who'd been the director for 28, 30 years, not even welcome down there. Rand's not welcome down there, who spent many hours of work, many dollars. It seems to me like a bunch of traitors down there. I mean, I'm really confused on how somebody could say, I'm a member of the League of the South. I'm for white rights. I'm for everything except we don't believe in any kind of violence. Understand, I got to shut the hell up. What I heard, that cabal down there in Wetumpka, they objected to really doing something, to taking action, going to New Orleans, going to Pikeville, going to Charlottesville, getting off their ass and getting out in the street and taking a chance. Oh, hell no. They wouldn't for that. They're from going down there and selling rebel flags and selling paraphernalia and trying to get rich and some kind of bullshit like that. I don't know. But they won't come on the show and talk and discuss it, because I really am kind of confused. So now I'm going to shut the hell up and go to Rand. Plus, I tell you, our new guest, he might want to talk about some other stuff too, but I want that cleared up. I want that, and people won't talk to us, Rand. So, Rand, you go ahead and take over, brother, because really I'm confused and pissed off. So go ahead, Rand.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie. And first of all, let me say hats off to Miss Nancy for the second hour. Yes. With her report and commentary, and like you said, I just want to echo, she's such a trooper, and she's been doing it a long, long time, bless her heart, and I love her.
Yes, she
dad.
Has.
And I'm proud to know her and to be part of the whole Blood River Radio thing. But, hey, Lewis, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right, brother. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm glad to have you on the air, And I'm going to make a few comments, and then I'm going to kind of turn it over to you as far as the little bit of the history behind of that building in Wetumpka. First of all, I would like to point out that building was that land was purchased, and that building was built on donations from people donating to the League of the South building. League of the South building under that description is how the donations came in. And Lewis, I have echoed to all the brethren, I've lost friends, I've been called a divider, accused of causing division, and so forth and so on. So I'm just glad to have you on, brother. You are a brother and a true Southern compatriot, and I would take you in my foxhole anytime, brother. I just wanted to get that out of the way. And but Lewis, let's just let you, instead of it coming from me, if you would just go ahead and kindly tell what you witnessed, because you was there as a part of that chapter there in Wetumpka. And just go ahead and tell the people out there and share what you witnessed and what took place in the time frame leading up to Charlottesville, before Charlottesville, and after Charlottesville. Go ahead, Lewis.
All right. Well, as you said, it was the League of the South, and that was the building. You know, and Mike Wharton was the director of Alabama, I guess, what Dr. Hill gave him that title. Well, now apparently the building belongs to him and his son, is my understanding. They stole it. They stole it from the League of the South, the building, the land. Well, as you know, they ran you off, then they ran Burt Jennings off, and then they ran me off. Anyone who was not 100% in lockstep with them, apparently they were having meetings behind everyone's back, a small group of them. And they had been planning this for several years. It's obvious, planning on stealing the place and renaming it. Personally, I believe the whole point of it is to put money in Mike Wharton's pocket. That seems to be the case. And I'd bet if he ever stops making money for him, or if he gets too old to fool with it anymore, he'll sell it. He'll sell the place. It'll be his retirement fund, I believe. But it was really sneaky and backstabbing, the whole thing. And like I heard Eddie say, those people there were never interested in doing anything except, you know, selling rebel flags on street corners and such like that, but never anything controversial in any kind of way. The whole thing was really sneaky and backstabbing. It was just nasty.
Okay.
As you know,
Randy, I'll interject for a second. By the way, Mike Wharton, I personally invited Mike Wharton to come on this program here and make his case, but he chicken shit it out. But get back to you.
I don't see that happening, no.
No, he wouldn't come on. I gave him a chance. He wouldn't come on.
Yeah, That's not surprising. And you know, we talk about Mr. Burt Jennings. Let me just tell you a little bit about Mr. Burt Jennings, who I love to death. Mr. Burt Jennings is in his 80s now. Nobody put more time, work, sweat, and heart into getting that property bought and that building erected up there than Mr. Burt Jennings did. And the way they treated him, and money too, and the way they treated him and still treat him until this day, they treat him like a dog, and it just burns me up. And let's just put me aside. Don't worry about me, because I could tell you a whole story about how first of all, they were cowards. They wouldn't even call me and tell me not to come up there. They got, and I'm not going to name his name because unfortunately he don't like to use his name used on Blood River Radio. So you can take that. But they got this particular fella, a security guy, to call me and tell me that if I showed up there for that conference, that they would have me arrested. And furthermore, let me share this with you. There was a guy, and I don't think Lord would mind me using his name, named Lord Caperton, who is the only one from that chapter that went to New Orleans with me and Patty before Charlottesville took place, to confront those leftists of Black Lives Matter types to support the Robert E. Lee Monument in New Orleans down there. Everybody else was totally against it, and they did not go and participate in going down there. They were already against about everything, the uniforms, the black shirts. They thought that we had become too radical. But what I was going to say is, Lord Caperton and his daddy-in-law pulled in to that conference that day. And think about this, people. They had done hired these security guys out that was out in the perimeter of the building. You know, because at this time, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that was going on. It was hot. I certainly don't blame them for having security out there. But they had done hyped these guys up such about watch out for Rand Owens. And I'm sure they had described me tall, slim, and redheaded. Well, Lord is redheaded, too. Well, him and his dad-in-law pull up, and they throw down AR-15s, throw rifles in his face. So let's think about that a second. What if Lord had had a weapon on him? What if he had just went toward his weapon? They could have shot Lord Caperton up there that day just from the hype that had been put forth about Rand Owens showing up on that property. But none of them would call me. They got this security guy to call me and tell me that if I showed up, I'd be arrested. I hear the music, and we'll come back, and then we'll go right back to Lewis.
Yeah, I've got a couple questions for Lewis and for you too, Rand, because you've been in the league a hell of a longer than I have. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I'm gonna answer this question. I'm really boiling right now. I asked Lewis. In fact, I'm gonna ask that Lewis that question I asked Lewis during the break, and Lewis, I'll respond to Lewis. I asked you during the break if you were to ask Mike Wharton and probably some of those other people down there at Wetumpka, what is their purpose? What do they stand for? What's their constitution? What's their bylaws? What do they stand for? And tell the people what you told me, Lewis.
Well, I asked one of his people. I'm not going to mention his name on the radio. He probably wouldn't like that. But
the hell with it.
He said they were about secession. And so I asked him, well, what are you doing about it? And he couldn't answer the question. He just hushed up, got real quiet.
I'd like to respond
nothing
to that.
Nothing to say. Apparently, they just sit around and talk, as far as I can tell.
Yes, and I'm going to shut the hell up because I'm butting in for too much. I'll tell you what they're doing. They're saying they're for secession, but you know what? The little coward asses, the little mile-wide and inch-deep little sissy asses, they probably wear lace on their underwear. They won't get out of their, they won't get out of a four-corner building. They want to have their little meetings and parade around inside the building with their rebel flags. But they won't get their ass out. They criticize people like Rand, Dr. Hill, me, Mike Tubbs. They criticize people like us that went to Charlottesville to try to actually do something. We're too radical. We're too violent. No, you know what? They're a bunch of damn sissy asses. I can guarantee. And they probably wear man ponds. But anyway, I'm going to shut up and go back to you, Rand. Sissy bastards. Go ahead, Rand. I got to shut up and get too carried away.
To go back to what I was saying about the treatment of Mr. Burt Jennings. That was terrible. And like I said, let's put me aside. Let's talk about the treatment of Dr. Hill. Let's talk about the man that has been our leader, that has come down here and spoke time and time and time again and led us into New Orleans and led us into Charlottesville. They treated him the same way. If nothing else, let me say this, and I hope everybody out here hears this loud and clear. Why couldn't it have been, if they were going to make a change, why not handle it different? Why not call Dr. Hill, meet Dr. Hill somewhere, sit down and explain all this of what they had on their mind to him? No, they kept it to themselves. They did it behind his back. And the next thing Dr. Hill knows, they've changed the whole thing. As far as I know, and I think Dr. Hill would confirm this, they never contacted him. They never talked to him about any of those issues, any of those feelings of what they was going to do. And you know what that tells me? That tells me about Mike Wharton and Ed Boardwine. They're just like Satan was on the mercy seat. He was jealous, and he wanted to be in the mercy seat. He wanted to be where God said, sitting beside him as a cherub wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough for Mike Wharton to be the state chairman and director of Alabama. He wanted to be the top honcho. So to me, in my mind, for Boardwine and Wharton, it's about their pride, their ego, and them wanting to be the top dog. And that's
and
my
their safety. And their safety, because they're not going to stick their neck out to risk one thing. If everything I've heard about those people down there, they're skin deep, you know, an inch deep, a mile wide, and they stand for nothing. That's what I say. They stand for absolutely nothing, zero, except themselves, you know, and it's going to catch up with them one of these days. I'm telling you, when it hits the fan, I'm going to shut up and go back to Lewis. I don't want to hog the show. Go ahead, Lewis.
What can I tell you? I mean, everything that you and Rand are saying is, I agree with. I think it's 100% truth. It's all about Mike and Ed. Hello?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Lewis. But yeah, it's just mind-boggling. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a little fired up. I lost my train of thought there for a second. But
that's quite right.
Go ahead, Eddie. I'm gonna have to kind of gather my thoughts.
Okay. I'd like to say this. I know people that are down there. I know one fellow who goes down there. He'll be down there in August. I've known him for 22 years. And it breaks my heart. I love this fella. We fought battles together trying to get people elected in the state house of Tennessee. And we explained it to him last year, me and Rand, what went on down there. And what breaks my heart, it really does, people that I would bet on, and I'd like to get them to come back on the show and explain and answer some of the questions we've asked you guys, rhetorically asked y'all. Why are you going down there? What's your purpose? How could I have been so wrong about you? Are you really that damn shallow? You just want, or do you really, are you just, the only thing you're interested in is getting together with a bunch of boys, a bunch of boys, in projecting this image out to the public, to the media, to the social media, that you're just some kind of, you're this badass, pseudo-Confederate, Confederate. Are you you put an image out there of being a Waffen SS, an infantry soldier, an Army Ranger, a Marine Raikon, But really, you won't do anything. You complain about violence. You complain about people like me and Rand and Dr. Hill, all the other people that go and get in the street and want to retake this country. And you say, we're a mass secession. But you're not going to get off your cowardly asses and lift one finger. Because you know what? You ain't for secession no more than you for committing. You are for slashing your own throat. You're just saying that. And I dare you to prove me wrong. You're saying that to sell your precious Confederate flags, just to take your little donations, to strut around like a little man pond wearing peacock, and to get publicity for yourself. I mean, I don't know what the hell. I mean, if I'm wrong, come in and prove me wrong. Back to you, Rand.
Thank you, Eddie, because you sprung my thought, so to speak. That's where I was going. I have a big problem, and I may be wrong, and forgive me if I am, but I have a big problem with especially leadership, people of leadership positions of the League of the South going there and participating and speaking. Now, they can say, well, we're going back to try to win back some of those people. Well, who in the hell are you trying to win back? You trying to win back Boardwine and Wharton, known thieves and crooks and traitors? Is that who you trying to win back? And
cowards, exactly, known cowards.
Yeah, known cowards. Who are you trying to win back? Why do you go there? And it rubs me wrong, and Lord, forgive me if I am wrong, and I know a lot of people think I am. But I have had it, and I'm going to say it on this radio. I am sick and tired of people that's going to go there and chum up to daggum cowards and thieves. And I'm to my limit with it. I've had it with it. And if you want to go there and rub elbows with Boardwine and Mike Wharton, don't come to my foxhole. Don't come to my ditch. Stay the fucking hell. I'm sorry. Stay the hell away from me.
You know, man. I'll say something else. They said that you were a divider. Well, I got somebody else who's a divider. Just about a little over 2,000 years ago, there was a man named Jesus Christ. And he said, I came to turn mother against daughter, daughter against mother, brother against brother. You know, follow me. You know, and he turned the people that were Satanists, that worshiped darkness, that would not look at the Savior and realize who he was and give him the glory that he commanded and respect and that he insisted upon, because he was rose on the third day. But you came, see, and I'm going to divide, because I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats. I want to separate the wheat from the chaff. These cowards and thieves, you're a divider. You're damn right. Why don't we get around a bunch of cowards and thieves and charlatans? Why? I want to get the hell away from them. I want them away from us. Yeah, I'm a divider. You're damn right I'm a divider. Why don't I just go out and hang around a bunch of Jews or a bunch of blacks and turn against your own people? I mean, am I making myself clear, Lewis?
Absolutely. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to go there and participate with them, I'm never going to feel comfortable around you. Never. And it's just that simple. Now, I know I'm just one person, and people can say, well, you know, it don't matter what Rand thinks. That's okay. But one thing I've done, I've tried to tell the truth about that situation. I've tried to let everybody know from Dr. Hill on down. And what they do and what they decide, they're grown men, that's up to them. And then how I look from them from then on out, by George, that's up to me. Go ahead, Lewis.
Well, the whole thing was just done in a very sneaky manner, and they'd obviously been planning that for 2 or 3 years.
That brings up another point, Lewis. I hate to interrupt you, but that brings up another point. They used the excuse, we did it because we didn't want to lose the building with the lawsuit. That is bull hockey. They already, Lewis Davis just said it, they already had that in their mind. They was already planning it. That was just an easy way out for them. And undoubtedly, a lot of people have swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. I'm sorry, Lewis. I hope I didn't break your train of thought.
Well, soon we come back to this break. This is a 5-minute break. You got plenty of time, Lewis, Duran, and Blood River Radio audience. If you need to go use the restroom, get the coffee, whatever, it's going to be kind of a long break. But we'll come back to Lewis as soon as we get back to this break. Be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
It costs less, but people are happier with it. That sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE, 844-41-BIBLE.
Concerns about human rights.
A panel of human rights experts has called on Belarus to release the Nobel Peace Prize winning founder of the country's most respected rights group, who's been behind bars for 3 years. Aleš Beliatsky's imprisonment came amid a widespread crackdown on opponents of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko after mass protests over an election whose allegedly manipulated results gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention says that the basis for the arrest and subsequent detention of Mr. Beliatsky was his exercise of freedom of expression and freedom of assembly, and called for his release. Keith Peters reporting.
11 people have died in the collapse of a highway bridge in northwestern China that follows extremely heavy rains and flooding. Rescue operations underway for dozens still missing. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, health officials say there's no need to worry, but there are some unanswered questions following an outbreak of listeria linked to various deli meats. At least two people have died. Here's Jackie Quinn.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials, who know most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
A bean, this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Hello, Blood Drive Radio family. Before we go to Lewis, I'm going to say this right here. Rand said during the break, we're not being vindictive. I tell you, it's just hurt, man. I've known some of these people that have kind of like turn their back on us. I'm totally baffled as why there's such a difference in their behavior. Some of these people I've known for years, love them like brothers, and still do. My feelings have been crushed, you know, and Rand, because it just seems like they've done a traitorous act. But anyway, Rand, go ahead and get back. You go ahead and ask those questions to Lewis that you were talking about during the break.
Well, let's just let Brother Lewis at least have an opportunity let me just say it. Brother Lewis, has anything been said here in the last half hour or so that is not totally true?
No, everything is absolutely straight up. And I've seen it. And y'all have been telling the truth.
Okay.
What else to say? But that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's about all you can say, I guess, is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Right.
Okay. You know, Jesus said
all
that.
Right. If y'all want to change gears a second, I'm not trying to run the show, Eddie. But if y'all want to change, let's talk about Trump for just a few minutes.
And, well, you said you wanted to do that. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. And what I'm fixing to read here come from two Southern comrades that I respect very much. I'm not going to call their names. They're both Charlottesville veterans. But one of them, and this was on social media, posted from the New York Times Opinion, and it shows a young man that is dressed in the black Southern Nationalist shirt, which is the League of the South shirt. He has a helmet on, he has a shield, and he's toting a flag. You can't really tell what kind of flag he has in his hand, but in the backdrop, there's a big Confederate flag. And the caption says, "Donald Trump, you've tried to forget, but you shouldn't. Remember when Trump said there was good people on each side of the issue?"
Yes.
And the little commentary that my brother wrote, and this was about the Battle of Charlottesville, August 12, 2017. He said, "The leftists at the New York Times are still wetting their pants over our defense of Western Christian culture and heritage in Charlottesville 7 years ago and trying to tie our actions to Trump. Trump didn't give two flips about our monuments being torn down by the communists. Everything we did in Charlottesville was for our God, our fathers, and our Southland." Amen. This comes from another compatriot who I respect highly, Charlottesville veteran. And his commentary is, "Why not Trump? Question. One simple matrix about Trump tells an entire picture under Trump. More, listen to this, people, Southern patriots, listen to this. More Southern monuments were torn down and destroyed than every other president, from Garfield to Biden, including Obama combined. Literally more than 20 presidents cannot equal the speed of destroying historical monuments to America's Sparta than Donald Trump. Trump had the power to protect and preserve those monuments by using the National Historic Register and chose not to do so for fear of angering the black vote that never came for him in 2020. He betrayed his most loyal voting bloc. And he went on to say, and I second it, I do not support Biden. I do not support Kennedy. I do not support Trump. I support secession. And that comes from two Charlottesville veterans. And that just that gives you a little other angle of looking at Donald Trump.
How about
and
that,
I'll
Lewis?
Turn it back to you.
What?
Go ahead, Lewis. Hello? You got a comment on that, Lewis?
I don't disagree with anything you just said, but I guess as far as I can tell, if we're going to have a president, we'd be a heck of a lot better off with Trump in there. But it doesn't seem to matter to me who gets elected. This country's falling to pieces, and it's not going to be around much longer. I don't see it. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball, but something's going to happen.
Yeah, well, anybody that gets elected by the elite, the entity, the establishment, let's just all agree on this. They're going to be Israeli bootlickers. Is there any disagreement to that?
No, zero. His daughter, his beautiful daughter, he gave her to a stinking Jew. He moved the capital to the Jewish capital to Jerusalem. He has said if he gets elected president, here's what he said. He said he would deport American citizens, those college kids that protested the genocide of Palestinians by those Jews. He said he'd deport them. I don't know what more he could do for the Jews. He probably did more for the Jews than any president we've had. And I think he's even bragged to that effect.
I think he said that. Yeah. Yes. I think he said that, brother. I think he bragged about being the most Jewish, pro-Jewish or Israeli or whatever. I don't know exactly the terminology he used. But yeah, he was proud of that. Absolutely.
Well, their leaders are saying the same thing. All of them. Netanyahu, all of them.
Yeah. And let me bring this into the conversation. And I know we probably fit to go to a break. But you know why everybody over here is clamoring about the assassination attempt, the election, the whole daggum circus of who's going to rule us? You know, who's going to rule us? Let's just don't be rude. Let's don't be rude anymore. How about that?
Amen.
But while all this is going on, NATO is extremely close to going to war with Russia. Well, they really already are. But the Polish president just recently said, Duda, that he has warned of an intimate war between Russia and NATO. And if Kyiv fails to secure victory in its conflict with Moscow, NATO is planning. Listen, people, NATO is planning to invade Russia. Germany is calling up 900,000, almost a million reserves. They're getting ready to invade Russia. And you know why? In my opinion, just a dumb old country boy from South Central Alabama. It's because they want to plunder Russia. That war is the only thing propping up the economy. That's one thing I believe. If Trump goes in there and stops those wars, and that's one reason they want to keep him out, because I do think that he will come to the negotiating table with Putin and try to stop the wars. But that's the only thing keeping this economy propped up. They got to have that war. They want to go in there and plunder Russia. They want to balkanize it. They want to break it up. They want to do it just like they did Iran. Iraq. They want to do it like Libya and other places. That's what their intentions are. But I want to tell you what, they're not fooling with Libya, and they're not fooling with Iraq. And if they think that the Russians are going to sit back and fight this in a World War II-like battle, they're fooling themselves. It's like they've in so deep that they've got their pride won't let them come back and say, hey, we got to do something before we blow up the whole daggum world. They're not going that way. They're escalating it. But these Russians they're not going to send these men in there to meet 900,000 Germans. They're going to nuke them. They're going to nuke Paris. They're going to nuke Brussels. They're going to nuke Berlin. They could nuke Washington, D.C. These Russians, just go deep in. Don't listen to the damn mainstream media. Go out, dig in, and do some research. Listen to what these Russian leaders are saying and have been saying for months and years now. This is about their survival. And by George, I support them. I think they're right. You hear all this bull crap about if we don't stop them at Ukraine, they're going to invade on into Europe, blah, blah, blah. That's bull crap. That's propaganda. That's just propaganda where they can keep the war machine going because it's the only thing keeping up the frail economy.
Ray, we got to go to our last break of this hour. We'll be right back. We'll go to Lewis and get his take on that. I'll make a comment, and we'll go right to Lewis. Be right back, folks.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom. And they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I can't believe time goes so fast. I'm gonna do this quick narrative right quick, like we're gonna go to Lewis. I'll agree with everything Rand said. Also, the Jews who run the entire Western world, but they don't run Russia. And that's a thorn in their side. But the Jews have hated Russia for hundreds of years. You can go back. Alexander Solzhenitsyn has written volumes about that. He wrote a book, 100 years, 200 years between us or something like that. He's written so many of them. You can't remember all of them. But he talks about the struggles that the white Christians have had with the Jews over the centuries. You know, after all, Jews are of their father, the devil. The Jews people, to my Southern Baptist friends, they're not Christian. They're going to bust hell wide open. But here's why the Jews hate them to this day. I mean, look what they did to the Russia in 1917, 1918. They murdered the Tsar. They tortured the Tsar and his whole family because they were white. They hate Russia, the international Jewry that controls the United States and the entire West, because Russia is, the facts I've got, is the has the largest reservoir of pure white people left on the face of the earth. Europe can't say that. United States can't say that. Canada, Australia cannot say that. We're being mongrelized by colors. Russia has not been mongrelized. Also, since Putin came into office, he has built thousands of churches. Putin is a self-professed Christian. He wears a cross around his neck. And don't tell me he's not. I know he's not a Christian. He's fake. Only Putin, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, know for sure. I'm taking the man at his word. That's a hell of a lot more of a stinking. I never heard a stinking Jew say I'm a Christian. In other words, also, Putin and his people kicked out the Jewish oligarchs. They kicked out those damn Jew blood-sucking bankers. They kicked them out, and they'll never get over that. The Jews have a motto, never forgive, never forget. So, in summary, to repeat what I said, they hate Russia because they're the largest reservoir of white people left on earth. They're Christians. They kicked out the Jew bankers. The Jew international bankers do not run that country. I don't even know if they have a Jew central bank in their country, like the United States, like we have. Go ahead, Lewis. Respond to that, if you will, brother.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's the same thing that Germany went through back in the 30s. And what you read, history in this country is garbage. There's not very little truth to it. The so-called Second World War was not fought to defeat Nazism. It was fought by Germany to end communism, to get rid of the communists.
Yes.
Who all that got started from Jews. And they were trying to take over Germany, and Hitler ran them all out of there. But that so-called Hola hoax, if you want to get into that, where they got that number of 6 million, that's a bunch of crap. They had an agreement. It got stopped by when the war broke out, but they were sending Jewish people who lived in Germany, sending them to Palestine with their money. So all this stuff about stealing all their money and all, it's all garbage. You know who writes the history in this country. I mean, since 1955 or so, they've owned everything as far as publishing and magazines and books and movies and everything like that. They control the propaganda. So that's what we hear. That's what our children are being taught and our grandchildren.
You're absolutely right. Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Exactly
what
you're
kind of referring to there, Lewis. Also, see, Germany helped those Jews too. There's a volume written called I'll think about it. It's written by a Jew by the name of Edwin Black. The something agreement. The transfer agreement. It talks all about
transfer agreement. That's it.
Yes. Yes, you know about the transfer agreement. You were just talking about some of the things. The Jews coming from Russia and from Germany, they were armed by Joseph Stalin. You hit a significant, a salient point. The United States fought against Germany in Second World War. The West fought against Germany in Second World War, which was a Christian nation, a white Christian nation.
Right.
It was not communist. They sided, and repeat this, with a communist Jewish control nation. They sided with communist Jews in World War II. Now that Russia has become a white Christian nation, now all of a sudden our wonderful government, that stinking Yankee flag, is against Russia because they're a white Christian nation. But respond to that, Lewis. You nailed it, Lewis. Go ahead, brother.
No, you're absolutely right, Eddie. I don't know what I can add to it. I really don't.
Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, amen to what you said, Eddie. I was about to, you know, we think a lot, brother. I kept, what can I say? I was about to say, look who the United States sided with in World War II. After Lewis just said that the Germans fought against communism, we should have been with the Germans. We should have been with the Germans. And just to add, to what you said about the Russians and why they hate them so much, let's remember, they have multiple resources. I mean, they're loaded, y'all. They're loaded. And they, and these daggum communists, they're licking their chops to get in there and plunder it. Why? Because they have spent and spent and spent and spent, and they can't spend no more. And it's all going to come crashing down. And I have read that if Trump does get in, and if he does stop the war, that within 3 years, the economy will finally, everybody's been predicting it, everybody's been saying it's coming, but if Trump gets in, stops those wars, it's all going to come tumbling down, and that's one reason that they are probably killing before he becomes president of the United States.
You know, with all that funny money, that fiat money that you just use are printing, I bet Lewis will agree with this. He seems like he has a broad knowledge of history. All that endless money that's being printed to finance these wars, to finance these high-rise apartments here in Memphis, Tennessee, and other cities, to bring in these millions of aliens in, these millions of blacks that don't pay a nickel for rent, we're really being destroyed anyway through inflation. The inflation is off the scale. This may seem like an aside, but it's not. I know y'all been in the grocery store lately. It's getting, you know, the price of groceries, thanks to this war economy we've got that's being financed by funny money and all these social welfare programs, building these endless buildings for the migrants right here in Memphis and all over the nation. The dollar is becoming worthless nearly. I mean, it's not a matter of if, with or without the war, Rand and Lewis. I say that the United States dollar is on its own respirator right now. It's lost 98-99% of its value. People say, I've had people say, the American dollar will never lose completely all of its worth. Well, it's lost 95% of its value. You say it can't use the other 5%. Go ahead, Lewis.
And even Saudi Arabia, they stopped paying for oil. Dealing with the U.S. dollar, they just put an end to it.
What they call the petrodollar. You're right, Lewis. Exactly.
Right.
I want to add to what Eddie said. I don't mean to interrupt, but you can't hardly go out to eat anywhere without spending $12 or $15. I don't care if it's at Burger King or McDonald's or whatever. $12 or $15, you know? My goodness. Where's it going to end, you know?
And, you know, Lewis made another salient point. The Saudis ended that 50-year contract they have that they made with not George Soros. Henry Kissinger went over there and made that deal back when Nixon was in office, I believe. But as a salient point, when the Saudis stopped taking only the United States dollar, and I know everybody knows this, the demand for dollars was plummeting. I'm surprised it hadn't plummeted further already. How many other people are going to stop taking that dollar or starting to not want to take it? How many other people will not be so anxious to take those dollars, Lewis? And if when it gets like that, the rhetorical question, what's going to happen? Go ahead, Lewis. We got about a minute.
Brazil, Russia, China, India, they're all going to quit using the dollar. And, this place is just going to crash. You know, it's coming. I don't think it matters who gets elected president. It's coming.
And all those places you just named, Brother Lewis, maybe except Brazil, have nukes. All of them. It's going to end in war. That's what it's going to end in, because these people are determined to have this war.
Well, yeah, South Africa.
Even Iran, they say within a couple of weeks, Iran's going to have them too.
Brother Eddie, you want to close with a prayer? I know we get close.
Rand, if you will, take us out in prayer. Lewis, we're the Christian nation. So, Brother Rand, take us out in prayer, Brother Rand.
Father in heaven, we just come to you, Lord. We want to thank you for this day, this opportunity. Lord, I hope that this program today has pleased you. We do it all in your name. If we're not right, show us the right way, Lord. We just thank you. Most of all, thank you for Jesus, his sacrifice, and the opportunity to have eternal life if we choose to. In his precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Fran. Thank you so much, Lewis. We got to get you back on again. Thank you so much, Miss Teenage America, for running a flawless board. Thank you, Blood River Radio. Thank you, Nancy and Mala, for coming on. Dear Blood River Radio family, we'll see you same time, same place next week, God willing, 7 days from today, the 27th. Good night, everybody.